everyone. My name is Sydney Link.
And I'm Matthew Albrecht.
And today we're here to introduce to you Adrian Shunk.
When I first met Adrian, I was attending my first FFA meeting as a freshman. At the meeting, Adrian came up to me, introduced herself, and gave me her phone number to tell me about upcoming FFA events. She followed it up by saying, "Hey, let me send you an octopus emoji so you know it's me." We both instantly broke out into laughter and still laugh about it to this day.
But that's just who Adrian is. Someone who can laugh for hours about the corniest things, but like octopus emojis, but also someone who cares deeply about those around her and has an unwavering commitment to authenticity.
For those of you who haven't spent much time around her, you may not understand the freedom that comes with being around a person like Adrian. But if you have, then you know exactly what we're talking about.
We could not be more proud of who Adrian has been as an officer, but even more so as a friend and as a person. Adrian, we love you so much.
It gives us great honor to introduce to you our best friend and your National FFA Eastern Region Vice President, Adrian Shunk, for her retiring address.
I don't wanna close my eyes. I'm feeling so alive. I try to find the words, but no words can say what my heart is feeling. I just wanna stop the world from spinning. Slow it all down for a minute so that I can take it in. I can take it in.
Excuse me, would you mind if we left the window open? I don't fly much and really love to see the view.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was a beautiful July day and I was on a flight to Camp Aswagatchi in New York. I had the window seat, but being practically an 80-year-old in a 20-year-old's body, this was a prime time for a nap. So I closed the window shade, put in my headphones, and relaxed as the plane began to take off. And then, well, you heard the woman's kind request. So I opened the shade and tried my best to doze off, fully knowing that there'd be a sweet little lady just, you know, peering over my shoulder the entire time. Oh well. Fast forward 2 hours, and I woke up as the cabin lights turned on, and I blinked hard trying to get my eyes to focus. Looking around, I saw the woman next to me still staring out the window with eyes so wide, you'd think she was watching an IMAX movie. Turning to me, she asked, "Did you know we just flew over Niagara Falls?" Niagara Falls? I just missed flying over Niagara Falls? That seems like a pretty big thing to miss. Literally, it's the most powerful waterfall in the United States and among the top 10 biggest waterfalls in the world. In fact, let's put it into perspective. If one of the falls at Niagara was in this stadium, it would be 16 times as wide as these screens and 2.5 times as tall. Now, if you were walking down the streets of Indianapolis and saw a giant waterfall that size, would you miss that? Would you want to? Of course you wouldn't. Nobody would. The magnitude, power, consistency, and beauty of something like Niagara Falls leaves us in awe and amazement. It's not something we see every day, and it's certainly not something we would tire of watching or take for granted. And there I was, sitting in a chair, in a vehicle flying in the air 30,000 feet above all creation, with a perfect view of the country's most powerful waterfall. But I missed that moment. Not because I didn't want to experience it, but because I wasn't intentional about experiencing it. I didn't ask myself, "Nap or Niagara Falls?" That would have been an easy decision. And by the time that I had learned what I had missed, that moment was gone. How often does that happen in our lives? We may not always be flying over waterfalls, but I'd be willing to bet that every single day, we miss something meaningful that we have been given a front row seat for. And it's like our eyes are closed. We're there, but not fully present. That's the thing about meaningful moments. They don't have meaning until we choose to see it. But the problem is, moments only happen once. We don't get to change them, relive them, or get them back. So today, we're not talking about anything too complex or groundbreaking, but it can be life-changing if we live it out. It's simple, but it's not easy. Our goal is to take this moment, the only one we are ever given, and make it meaningful. But before we dive in, do we have any Creed speakers in the house? Okay, let me hear it from the extemporaneous folks in the house. Okay, how about the prepared public speakers? Awesome. That's what I'm talking about, because some of my favorite memories in FFA happened in the Mason High School ag room, practicing speeches with my advisor, Mr. Barnum. After going through a speech, Barnum and I would always have a feedback session. Sometimes, Barnum's feedback sounded something like this. Adrian Ray, slow down. You're talking so fast you sound like an auctioneer. Or, there was also the classic, sister, loosen up. You look like a robot with those hand motions. But more than a handful of times, Barnum's feedback sounded something like this. Adrian Ray, I can see you thinking about the next paragraph, about the next thing on your mind. If you want this speech to be meaningful, you have to concentrate on the moment in front of you. You have to be in the moment. That's the advice that Mr. Barnum always gave me. Just be in the moment. And it wouldn't just happen when I was giving a speech. He'd also tell me this when I was overthinking something, being too reserved, opting out of FFA dances, watching our chapter from the sidelines of a trampoline park, or not truly investing in the moment in front of me. Why did being in the moment matter so much? Well, I've come to realize it's because it's the only place we can give anything meaningful to others. Think about it. Speeches are only meaningful if we're actually present when delivering them. And they only matter if the audience is actually listening. Fun and laughter can only be experienced here and now, and we can only send a text, give encouragement, tell someone we're thankful for them, work hard towards our goals, and serve others in the moment that we're in. The same thing applies for receiving things from others. Gifts, forgiveness, a new job, or that college acceptance letter we've been waiting for. You see, we cannot give or receive anything meaningful by living in the past or the future, but only here and now. I mean, think about your life right now. You have an ag teacher who believes in you so much that they drove you or flew with you to Indianapolis, Indiana, potentially hundreds of miles from home. And this week, you were nervous, but you competed or participated in a workshop or did something that you have never done before. And look around this stadium. There are thousands of people who wear or have worn the same blue jacket as you. They know the same ceremonies. They are living to serve others, and they have the same passions. Don't you see the fact that all of this is happening right now is incredible? This week, this moment, it's meaningful. So, the question is simple. Where are you? Are you here in this moment? Or are you letting it slip by and missing meaningful experiences happening right before your eyes? It's easy for our feet to be here and our head to be somewhere else completely. I mean, how often do we find ourselves scrolling on our phones, accidentally disregarding the moment in front of us? Meanwhile, the people around us are laughing, making a memory, deepening a relationship, or building an opportunity. How often do we zone out of conversations because we have something else on our mind? Or disregard high school because we believe we'll love our lives more once we graduate. So many of us are waiting. Waiting for the next grade, the next friendship or relationship, the next award, the next position, the next season of life to finally feel like our moments matter. If that's you, let me invite you to consider an idea. If you keep chasing after that next thing, trying to finally find that meaningful life, then you will never find it. Because in reality, it's been in front of you all along. Friends, this, right now, this is all we get. Which means the first thing we must do to have meaningful experiences is answer a simple question. Where are you? Choose to be here in this moment, right now. And once we're here, there's actually a second question to answer, one that might be more challenging. I began to realize the impact of this question 1 year ago in the midst of interviewing for national office. Let me explain. The interview coordinator asked if I was ready for my first interview. And with a deep breath, shaky confidence, and a head nod, I said yes. He opened the door and gestured to a seat in the center of the room where the 9 nominating committee members were waiting. As I sat down, questions rushed through my head that might be asked, but the first thing I heard was not a question. It was a committee member named Mercedes who looked me in the eye and said, "Adrian, no matter what happens this week, just remember, you matter. You are loved, and you are enough." Fast forward 10 minutes, and I walked out of the worst interview I believed I had ever completed. Remember that auctioneer comment Mr. Barnum said? Well, apparently I never mastered slowing down because I talked too fast, I ran out of time, and I didn't feel like I showed my best self. Immediately, I called my best friend, Sydney. I explained to her how I wish things would have gone a little differently, and being the optimistic friend she always is, she listened patiently. And then she asked, "What's the committee like?" I paused and thought about what Mercedes had said before it all started, knowing that she was saying that to every single candidate. As I explained to Sid, it dawned on me that Mercedes was not waiting around for a meaningful moment. She was making moments meaningful by being her authentic self. You see, Mercedes knew her gifts: encouragement, compassion, thoughtfulness, confidence. And she used those gifts to serve others, to make every moment meaningful for the people around her. She sure did for me that day. This year, I've been incredibly grateful to learn from many of you what it looks like to make moments meaningful by being our authentic selves. Like my friend Brianna from the state of Maryland. When I walked into their chapter banquet in February, Brianna was the bright, smiling face that greeted me at the front table. Later, she was the one joyfully serving cake while everyone else ate their food. And that night, I watched her shine as she delivered the FFA creed flawlessly with a joy and enthusiasm that I had never seen before. Brianna brought her joy and selflessness to every situation, which made those moments meaningful for the people around her. And I know Brianna's in this room right now, so let's give her a round of applause. Thank you, Brianna. Or my friend Ben from the state of Maryland. Arizona. I was at the Arizona State Convention when I walked into the Trivium FFA chapter in the lobby. That's right, Trivium. Ben had a ukulele, which isn't something that I honestly normally pack for a convention, so I was immediately intrigued. Ben explained to me that he was competing in their FFA talent competition, and then proceeded to play a sample of the song, "You've Got a Friend in Me." Then Ben turned to me and asked if I would like to learn. You see, Ben brought his talent, thoughtfulness, patience, and friendly spirit to that moment, which made it incredibly meaningful. Now, Ben isn't here, but his chapter is. Let's give Ben a round of applause. Thank you, Ben. These 3 individuals, Mercedes, Brianna, and Ben, showed me that we are never too much or too little, too insignificant or too busy to make moments meaningful. They weren't working with life-changing circumstances, and honestly, it's likely that you and I aren't either. Our lives are not made up of big stages, a large crowd, and spotlight occasions. Instead, they're made up of millions of little moments, interactions, and experiences that we can choose to make meaningful. So, how did Mercedes, Brianna, and Ben make that happen? They embraced authenticity. They were unafraid to be their encouraging, compassionate, joyful, and friendly selves. To put it simply, those moments were meaningful because Mercedes, Brianna, and Ben were true to who they are. You see, we only experience true meaning, true joy, true growth, true relationships, and true impact when we are true to who we are. Which begs the question, who are you? And are you showing up in every moment of life as the best version of yourselves? It's easy to let insecurity, doubt, or comparison make us believe that we have to be something else in order to feel like our life matters. But the truth is, if you want your life, conversations, classes, job, relationships to feel meaningful, then we must bring our authentic selves to the moment. We must use our strengths to make our life in this world the best it can be. Now, maybe you don't know exactly who you are or what your strengths are yet, and that's okay. But now is the time to start figuring it out. Maybe your strength is compassion, thoughtfulness, encouragement, grit, determination, joy, intelligence, charisma, humility, confidence, quirkiness, steadiness, energy. I don't know what your strengths are, but I know you have them. And our world needs them. Our world needs every single one of us to be the best versions of ourselves and use our strengths to do something that counts. Now, we've covered a lot of ground today, but all of this comes down to two simple questions. Where are you, and who are you? These questions might be simple, but the way we go about answering them can significantly shape our lives. So let's try it out. Number one, where are you? Right now, I'm in Lucas Oil Stadium with about 10,000 people who I feel incredibly grateful to share this moment with. It's been a pretty incredible week. Maybe your week has been filled with moments of nervousness before competing, moments of new friends or new experiences, of victories or losses. Maybe it's been filled with moments of laughing uncontrollably with your chapter or great life talks with your advisor. But meaningful experiences like these don't just happen at national convention. The truth is that in any given moment, our answer to the question, where are you, could be anywhere, home or school, national convention, or Niagara Falls, in the middle of our favorite place or in the middle of a foreign country, in the middle of our best day or our worst day. But the truth is, that doesn't matter. The location itself doesn't matter. What does matter is the fact that we are always choosing to be one of two places, in this moment or somewhere else. So the choice is always yours. Choose this moment. Number two. Who are you? Truth is, I can't answer this one for you. Nobody in this world can. But I can confidently say that you are you for a reason. I mean, look around. You are the only you on the face of this planet. That's no coincidence. Our world is waiting for us to be the best versions of ourselves. Because we must understand something. Meaningful moments don't just happen for us to experience, but they can be made by us to bring meaningful experiences to our world. Two simple questions. Where are you? And who are you? That's it. That's all it takes. Right now, where we are and who we are, it matters. In fact, it's all we ever really have. So welcome to this moment. National FFA, make it meaningful.